Advancing the argument that stories about ordinary people are more interesting than tales of affluence, beauty, and royalty comes an ethnically rich film called City Island. The picture is richly American, too, but so New Yorkish it's like a foreign movie or one made about American culture as done by, say, a European director. It's very refreshing. Raymond DeFelitta, who wrote and directed City Island, is American as can be. Born in New York in 1964, DeFelitta received an Oscar nomination in the early 90s for his short film Bronx Cheers. City Island is also set in the Bronx, but not just any place in that borough. The town, City Island, sits on a small island in the east end of Long Island Sound. The movie would have you believe some real characters live there. Even though the film is fiction, I don't think it's kidding about that. Ethnically rich Vince Rizzo, played by Andy Garcia, and his even more ethnically rich wife, Joyce, played by Juliana Margulies, star of TV's The Good Wife, live in Vince's granddad's neat old house on City Island. They have two children, Vivian, played by Garcia's real-life daughter, Dominique Garcia Lorido, and Vince Jr., done with youthful flair by Ezra Miller. The movie could be less creatively titled I've Got a Secret, as every Rizzo has at least one thing he or she isn't telling other family members. Vince, a corrections officer at a nearby prison, is taking acting lessons over in Manhattan and still sneaks cigarettes. But Joyce doesn't know about either. Joyce is also jiving Vince that she doesn't smoke anymore. And meanwhile, Vivian has lost her scholarship at college because the school found weed in her room, so she's stripping at the Hell's Half-Acre Bar to pay tuition. Then there's Vince Jr., who, in the throes of accelerated puberty, suffers from adipophilia. He has a fetish for obese females. One lives across the street from the Rizzos, where she's usually cooking great amounts of food in front of her webcam that's connected to the internet. Vince Jr. watches on his computer and through her window. If that weren't enough secrets, Vince goes to work one day and finds that his other son, who was born out of wedlock before he married Joyce, has been incarcerated at the prison. No one in the Rizzo family knows about Vince's other kid, by the way. The good-looking car-stealing son named Tony is played by Stephen Strait. Vince brings Tony home to City Island for 30 days since the young man has no relative to take him in before he serves out his sentence. It seems Tony's mom, or if you like, Vince's old girlfriend, has passed away. Of course, Vince swears Tony to secrecy about the fatherhood thing as he drives his son home handcuffed to the passenger door handle of Vince's swell-looking vintage convertible. How could anything go wrong? Well, going wrong is the direction City Island takes, as all the juicy untruths unravel and make for about 90 minutes of fine entertainment. Two other secrets develop between Vince and Joyce as the story moves on. Besides sneaking off to acting lessons since he's always wanted to be in the movies, Vince is also becoming innocently acquainted with Molly, a lovely lady at acting class. Emily Mortimer, seen recently in Shutter Island, does that part. Vince tells Joyce he plays poker on acting class nights. That's been causing Joyce for quite a while to suspect her husband is having an affair. So say gulp as the vibes warm up between Joyce and the usually shirtless Tony as he helps Vince install plumbing in an outbuilding on the Rizzo property. This might be a good time to repeat that Joyce doesn't know that Tony is her husband's son. Garcia's 26-year-old daughter is impressive as Vivian. Margulies is just right as the edgy, sassy, long-suffering wife and mom, and Ezra Miller's take on Vince Jr. is humorously right on, too. But most of all, I forgot what a fine actor Andy Garcia is. It's been too long since I saw him treading the boards. He even does Brando when Vince auditions for a role in the Martin Scorsese film that has a New York casting call. It's City Island's best scene among many good ones. The cast and script allow for really funny resolutions. However, the underlying goodness of these ordinary people in all their ethnicity and flawfulness, is that a word? As well as all the heart written into the narrative by DeFelitta, weigh even more heavily. And what's best about it all? It comes without ever getting close to being cheesy. Check out all my oh-so-never-cheesy film reviews online at TulsaTVMemories.com or under external reviews at www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.